In the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma. The second pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Nick Bosa, defensive end, Ohio State.
With the 10th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Devin Bush, linebacker, Michigan.
There you go, Devin Bush.
With the 13th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle, Clemson. In the 2019 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Brian Burns, defensive end, Florida State. With the 25th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Marquise Brown.
There it is.
There we go.
Wide receiver, Oklahoma. With the 30th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select DeAndre Baker, defensive back, Georgia.
Well, it's a special night for a lot of guys from South Florida. If you just heard those names and going, what was that all about? Well, that was about a Broward and Dade party last night taking place. Five of the 32 picks from right here in South Florida, homegrown, and played their high school football down here with getting into everything. I want to say good morning to everybody. And as we say, even when you're a little tired, you can't mess up a Friday.
Nah.
For all of you that stayed up late last night and either went to a bar or the 6,000 or so or whatever the number was out at Hard Rock Stadium, or just staying home and watching it on, NFL Network, yep. ESPN, or ABC.
And for the two or three people at Rick and Davey's draft party, good stuff there also.
Yeah, and yeah. for that's right, for Rick's party and whoever ended up going over for the barbecue.
I got to see if Solana.
Rick from Davey. He was dead serious. He actually went, shockingly. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff to get to. Of course, Miami Dolphins pick end up staying in the 13th pick. Did not take a quarterback, take Christian Wilkins, who, by the way, if that's kind of the way he's going to play, what we saw, that's pretty impressive.
I'll take it, right? Energy, man, energy.
His energy, his confidence.
Your immediate reaction, by the way, this is the interview I wanted to do this morning to Joe Rose. Your immediate reaction with the 13th pick in the 2019 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Christian Wilkins, defensive lineman, Clemson. Joe Rose's immediate reaction is what?
Oh, I go, wow, that's a really good pick. I mean, I think he's going to be really good.
Me too.
Now, the only thing is not a quarterback.
No.
But I think Christian Wilkins is going to be really good, and then you hear him. And so I get home last night towards the end of the draft, and I cruise in the front door, and he's getting interviewed on ABC. And I my wife was still awake, and we watched, and she goes, wow, he is really impressive. And he said, hey, Dolphins, listen. He actually looked in the camera and said, I can play running back. I can catch it. I can throw it. You need to have me on the field a lot. And he was talking about being a leader. How about a rookie coming in and already talking about being the leader of the team?
I
and
love
like,
it.
Hey, I'm gonna rally these guys around me. He's a hell of a player. 315 pounds, can play inside and outside. And of course, it was a little awkward for me because right after that pick and before the pick, I'm sitting there looking at a couple of Dolphins young defensive tackles. And I was wondering if they're going,
wait a minute,
gotcha. Taylor were there, but they were all like, hey, man, and Jerome Baker was there, so they came up, and we were talking to them, and they were like, no, listen, man, we're going to be doing a lot of things, and I got to tell you, you got to get your book out and start studying, because Raekwon came on and said, there's a lot of stuff to learn, man. This defense we're going to run is not for dummies.
No, you're right.
And yeah. It's for guys that are flexible, can do different things, and know what their buddy next to them's doing. And I started listening to that, and I go, wow, that kind of explains the Belichick way of doing things. This guy's going to do it. And they even mentioned it, by the way. Talk about the Patriots way. You know, it's one thing for us in the media to do it.
They're doing
the players,
it too.
Yeah.
They're going, we got the message loud and clear, like, this is how you win. So you guys, this is how we're going to do it here.
All right, so my follow-up question to your immediate reaction is, Dwayne Haskins still sitting on the board when the Dolphins picked and they did not pick the quarterback.
I did think, Zach.
Okay. Because I thought they were going up there with the quarterback pick. I really did at that point.
I still think he's going to be really good. We got to see. Maybe this Washington thing's such a mess, he never gets a chance. He's going back home. We found, by the way, you know what's amazing? I got to give the coverage of this. We always rip, media coverage gets ripped. These guys did a really good job. There was a lot of talk yesterday and the night before that Dwayne Haskins going back home and that the owner for the Redskins really liked him and he was going to be involved in the pick, and then he denied it. Now, I don't know, but the affiliation with the Redskins, and they took him. They got a bunch of quarterbacks, but at some point he's going to be a chance to get starter. And if he's really good, just to follow up, because this is going to happen, if he ends up being really good.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Chris Greer will take a beating on this one for not taking him. And, you know, again.
Sitting on the board, you had your guy. If that was the, you know, obviously it wasn't their guy.
No, it wasn't their guy.
But he was sitting there. He has a good career, has a good couple years to start off. It's going to come back, and it's going to be thrown on Chris Greer. Yes.
Well, it'll be thrown right in the face, and it'll be on the list, but it'll be right there on the top of it. We got all kinds of other stuff now as we get into the second and third round. And for the Dolphins, that's 48 and 78 overall, and trying to figure out. And then going through it myself, and I think every guy gets drafted goes through the old, I thought I was going to go a little bit higher, no matter where it is. But how about the group of guys that ended up falling out of the first round?
I still can't believe when I look at it right now.
And by the way, there is a big drop-off for people aren't aware of. And not that it matters to people getting up this morning, big drop-off in money and guaranteed money to not being guaranteed money. So you look at the guys, Drew Lock, who we have people come on here and say, hey, he is the most ready and all that stuff out of Missouri. Juwan Taylor,
that's the biggest surprise for me. Yeah.
Out of Florida, Cody Ford, out of Oklahoma, and Greedy Williams.
Yeah, what happened there?
Greedy was going to be a top 10 pick, and all of a sudden, he's not even first defensive back, first corner taken.
Scary.
And he'll be off the board early today. But the fact is, all these guys falling back, including those tackles, tells me the Dolphins have a chance to get a really good offensive lineman today and this thing. And everybody's talking about the depth here in this round and everything else. So we'll see what happens tonight. And so a lot of stuff going on. And by the way, not to be a downer on your Friday, but there's another story breaking in the NFL, which, by the way, the commissioner won't be happy about that.
No way.
They got this big party with Tyreek Hill. We're going to get into all this stuff. There's an audio recording out between he and his fiance, who goes back to the original domestic violence with him, incredibly stayed with him, which I get. She was pregnant at the time with a child that's now 3 years old, who's once again is in the middle of this thing. We're going to have some of the most powerful audio recording for you. We're not going to run right now, but we'll run here in the 6 o'clock hour for you. If you haven't heard it, it's pretty strong stuff between fiance. Or a mother and a father going back and forth after everything that's taken place and losing custody of their 3-year-old son. So we'll have that for you. But by the way, before we get to all that, how about the party? I'm just watching on TV. How about the party Nashville threw?
Oh, my God.
And
I would have loved to have been there last night.
I just thought to myself, I don't know if anybody else did, Zach, last night, but they've taken this draft thing to a level unknown to any other professional sport out there, anything. And, of course, a lot of it has to do with the structure of college football being so popular.
Sure, sure.
But it's obvious to me the fan bases and the Nashville party. I heard all that music going on, and I just thought, damn, if there was ever a time to watch a little football, see those guys, and then go drinking in your favorite places or eating or a combo, what a party. And – how many people did they say? I couldn't hear. How many people they say was at that whatever that thing was last night.
It looked like it was stuff. Yeah, it looked like there was no room to move on that street, like that entire street in downtown Nashville. If you've ever been down there with all the bars on both sides, all the live music that goes on there night and day.
It's a perfect place to have
a party like that, yes, because you shut down the street and you don't have cars down there. You shut everything down. There must have been, I'm guessing, 50,000 people on that street.
It was.
If not more.
It was just incredible. And so the Nashville party, and nothing against Philly, they did a great job.
Sure.
Chicago did a great job. But Nashville took it to a new level with everything and the way they hyped it up. And once again, does anybody ever catch when a commissioner comes out to start this huge party, the boos come out, like, let's get this out of the way. Now, you got to help me out. Is it because I'm not a big fan of the guy either? But I got to give him, the way this thing's growing, he's got to get some credit because he's the big boss. But are they booing him because they really don't like him for everything going on in their league and rule changes and things that he's done? Or is it just every commissioner gets booed? Help me out.
I think it's a 50-50 kind of split there, where all the commissioners are going to get booed. David Stern, I think, got booed also. Like,
I don't hear Adam Silver getting booed.
No, Adam Silver really doesn't. That's the crazy part.
Adam Silver is a clean machine.
I think it's half that and half the fact that, like, a lot of guys just don't like. A lot of people just don't like.
Now, he gets booed louder than anybody else. Yes. I shouldn't say that because I don't know
but
about
he smiles
the NHL.
At it. He knows it's coming when he goes – when he's walking out to say
He didn't look a little salty to you last night. Like,
I just think he knows it's coming.
And you see Mean Joe Green and those guys next to him, like, why are you booing this guy? They're all looking. You're like, dude, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And he got former players pissed off at him. He's got active players pissed off at him. He's got union pissed off. He's got some of the owners pissed off at him. Maybe that's why they pay him the big bucks, because he can't.
$50 million a year?
He can't win whatever the number is.
$30 million a year, whatever he's
making right now. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff to get to, including this audio recording, which, you know, I was driving in and I didn't hear it last night. And I was like, I mean, it's clean, it's clear. And we're going to have it for you coming up here. It's unbelievable. Right now, though.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back. And boy, the draft was just. The numbers out, whatever you think of the draft. It is pretty interesting that this thing's all about 32 picks. Some teams have more than one. The Raiders had three. Some teams obviously didn't have any.
Giants got three last night, too.
Yeah, they jumped in. But with all that it comes down to people sitting around, millions on TV, 200,000 people show up at a party in Nashville last night. And there's thousands and thousands of people in every city going to sports bars as well as the team event like the Dolphins had last night, where I think they had, I don't know if they came out with the number, 6,000 or 7,000, whatever they had.
A lot of people.
So you got that all over the place to watch without knowing. You're not watching a game. You're just literally watching up and watching your favorite stars of college football.
Well, Darren Revelle tweeted out, this is what happens. He showed the picture last night of the street in Nashville, downtown Nashville, and it's like these are the people waiting to hear a name called from a podium.
Just
like that's what they're waiting for.
Shocked that it's gotten this big from where it was when I was involved in going through it to where it is right now. Just incredible. For everybody saying, hey, the sport's in trouble and dying. Hey, we're doing huge parties around Super Bowls to the draft has now turned into something. The draft, we can debate like your favorite sport and the most popular sports, although the numbers, I guess, don't. But one thing you can't that makes it obvious, even more than the Super Bowl, is the damn draft. The draft now is on a major network and now we got concerts getting involved in it, like what Nashville did last night. And it's just turned into a big
party.
Everything turns in with football into a huge party.
Yeah.
I never pictured that as an event that would be like a bucket list event, but it's starting to kind of turn into that, isn't it? Like,
well,
you go to a cool city. And
yep.
Well, that's
they had a lot of stuff
going
on around it, too. They had that whole NFL experience thing up there, so they have a lot of events going on around it, too. So it's like almost a Super Bowl in and of itself.
Yeah, I was trying to think. New Orleans got to be in for one hell of a party for this thing, right?
What
New
about
Orleans,
Las Vegas?
Las Vegas, the way it's set up, if they allow it, would be another great city. But listen, Nashville ain't going to take a backseat to anybody.
No, it was really cool to watch last night.
Their main drag down there. And
I think we could throw a pretty nice one.
I think we could. It just depends on where you have everything.
Well, it doesn't
right?
have to be around stadiums. So
well, that's the problem. It doesn't need to be in Miami Gardens.
No. It doesn't have to be in stadium. You take it down to Miami, obviously. Yeah. And
South Beach Convention Center?
No, I think Bayfront.
Well, yeah, Bayfront Park.
Bayfront Park.
Yeah.
If, as long as the people in those condos.
Just stay away from Key Biscayne, right? Just so what's his name?
All the people.
I mean, you can fit your 200,000 in there, I would think, right? They had Ultra down there. There's a lot of room.
Yeah. We got a mayor that big sports fan. It would be interesting. Listen, I agree with you. It'd be a hell of a party. I'm not going to lie to you. I agree. It's not about stadium, how close it is, a hotel. This is not the Super Bowl. It's just a draft party.
But that downtown street
in
Nashville.
They're all going to want it.
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of people in the hotel industry going,
hey,
if we want to make a run at this draft thing, Super Bowls are, the big dog. But, hey, the little puppy there right behind it ain't bad to have either. And it's a 3-day event, takes care, knocks out a weekend for you. So, that was all last night. Now, listen, we have something. We still have time. We want to get into this. Why this is all going on, we'll get back into all the players and Christian Wilkins, the first-round pick of the Dolphins, and we have an interview with him that we're going to have for you here in the 6 o'clock hour. If you miss what this huge personality that he has, you're going to love him. But this Tyreek Hill story came out, if you're aware of what happened, and he and his fiance lost custody of their son here recently. There's an audio recording somehow that they got between the fiance and Tyreek Hill that we want you to hear. Here's some of it.
He is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. Me. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
Because we were getting into it, and he said, Daddy, you're mean. So we walked up the stairs,
right.
and you said,
say,
come back down here.
Right.
And he didn't want to go down there, but right. I was like, go down there
right.
because it'll end up worse for you.
Right.
So he walked down there, and then you were getting on his about.
And then you said something, right?
No, you kept getting on, and then he started crying. And then you were like, shut up, stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And what, you grabbed onto him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That's sad, bro. That is really sad.
Then
bro.
Why does say daddy did it? Why? Why does say daddy did it?
I don't know. He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A 3-year-old's not going to lie about what happened to his arm. And now somehow this investigation got brought back up, and you're about to lose your. So now I really want you to sit and think about it because I rode for you against that detective and the CPS people, and they said time and time again that literally kept saying, Daddy punches me, which you do when he starts crying. What do? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest. And then if he gets in trouble, you get the belt out and you
okay,
do.
Okay, so what about you? You what you don't do? You also, I'm just going to take
no,
it.
No, I
you
told. That he gets whooped. I told him that he gets whooped, but I don't use a belt, which is totally different.
You do use a belt, and that's sad. Even my mama said you use a belt.
When have I used a belt? When have you seen me use a belt? When have I used a belt?
So, people are going to have kids and old
that's
school
bad.
And new school. It's
that's
just
bad,
bad look. And by the way, she doesn't look much better.
Nope, neither one of them.
And by the way, she's been part of his domestic violence when she was pregnant. Same woman, which, by the way, I didn't know before. So this was some of the conversation. By the way, about as clean a like audio as you can get, huh?
Sounds like someone's wearing a wire, like
going
in a movie.
Back
yeah.
And, you heard it. I lied for you, and because your ass got a big contract coming, but you got to get it together, and can't punch him, and the belt, and everything else. I know people are gonna have it. It's gonna be interesting. No charges have been filed, but you did hear the prosecutor say there is, detective said, there's definitely something there. We just don't know which one, and now you know why if you hear that. And
It's about as gross as audio as I've heard in a while.
There's a lot of people that are as good as he is a football player. He's the most explosive receiver in football right now by far, in my opinion. But it's bad. I mean,
that team's drafted some turds, man, the last couple of years.
I feel bad for the 3-year-old, obviously.
Yeah.
Whatever he does to go through, open up your arms and get
punched. Punch him in the chest? Like, what's going on there?
Sitting there, you use a belt, well, you do too, and all that stuff. So it's bad for everything. I don't know what the league's going to do. Whatever it is, Roger will be once again under the microscope to see how he and his team of disciplinarians handle this thing.
Well, he has to be done. He can't play anymore.
It's it. Well, we just saw a video of a guy shoving a woman back. I'm not saying a kid's worse than a woman or a woman's worse than a kid, but a 3-year-old is about as brutal.
That's a 3-year-old, about as bad.
Like,
you know,
we went through this. 2.5-year-old kid, Joe. Like, they don't understand. They don't know, like, why you're punching them or why you're doing what you're. They don't understand at that age.
Right. I get that. I'm sure it's been explained to this young couple.
Like, it makes me sick. Like, if this guy plays again, like, I saw Mike Florio had a tweet that he said if this guy plays again that he's done covering the NFL. Like, you know, if this guy plays again.
You know, went through a little bit of something like this with a great player, too. Remember, Adrian Peterson went through this.
That's right. Yeah.
And the whole thing with him, and he said, man, that's tough love. That's the way I grew up. And they're going, no. No, this is not.
Different story when you break your kid's arm or do something like that.
But this is This is pretty serious stuff. Kansas City's gone through it with their running back, who we saw the video of that, and he got suspended for half of next
season.
Eight games. So, it's pretty sickening. But it was so clear. I guess she was doing it because, like somebody asked me, why would she, like, as a fiance who's with him, why would she have that audio? Apparently, it's for an insurance. Just wanted to make sure.
Just in case.
Well, they were in the airport getting ready to travel, I guess, travel back here. So, anyway,
it's
bad stuff. This all on the night of what should have been a great night for the NFL. Instead, we wake up with a little dirty smell to us hearing that.
Like, the worst part is they're not going to charge him.
No, you're right. As of right now.
Or the girl.
Well, they said that there's definitely something there, but they don't know which one.
Yeah. I think they got to charge both of them.
You can, but, I mean, again, they came out. I guess they said there's not enough evidence to do it, so.
Well, she protected him, and, you know, you heard her, and she's not exactly innocent herself with some of her comments. So
The only way to punish this guy at this point is to rip his career away from him.
Yeah, just not let him play in the NFL.
And ruin his career. If you ban this guy from the NFL, he has nothing left. It's as good as a jail sentence.
Yeah. Just
the district attorney said, we're deeply troubled by the situation. We believe a crime has occurred. However, the evidence in this case doesn't establish who committed a crime. Well, I'll tell you what, if that's the case and they're both on tape, then they're both guilty. I don't care who two is ratting out the other one with audio or not. They are both turds, man.
Like, just to piggyback off what a texter just said, a guy who has the twin 4-year-olds, like, I have a 2.5-year-old. I can't imagine, like, it's kind of weird to me to hear someone even talking about doing that. Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't compute.
No, and how about this? Recently, Kansas City came out and they were applauding Tyreek Hill for how much he's grown up, and after admitting to abuse, where his fiance at the time, by the way, with this child, 8 weeks pregnant, had to go to emergency room, and he admitted, like, hey, you know, I've got some things to work on. He got a second chance then, and just sad. I mean, there's no good part to this. There really isn't. I don't know if his career's over or not. You know, he's going to be helped by one thing. I hate to say this, so I don't want anybody upset, but it's a fact. He's really good at what he does. And by the way, as soon as the league lets him back in, you want to try to figure out how many or which teams are going to pick the phone up and call the agent, have him back under contract.
How many teams are in the NFL? 32, right?
So I don't think it'll be cut all from of this. Them.
No, but I'd say 20 teams.
No, there'll be a bunch of teams. Yeah.
No, but I think it goes back to
Cleveland's run out of. They've already picked up everybody. They can't get anybody else.
Although,
this is like the Ray Rice thing, like, where you can't. I mean, from a public relations standpoint, you can't have this guy on your team. You can't sell that to your fan base.
No, that's a tough one. I agree, because at some point everybody's had a 3-year-old, and and been young and all the other things. So yeah, I'm with you. Hey, we're going to come back here on a happier note. Christian Wilkins, defensive lineman for the first round pick of the Miami Dolphins, was taken by the Dolphins last night. We're going to have an interview with him that was done last night by Greg and Leroy. We'll have that for you coming up. Let's get a chance to hear. He's got a big personality, and is if you haven't seen it already, his leadership qualities are off the charts, and looks like he's going to be a really good player like he was at Clemson. So we're going to have that for you coming up. Right now, though, before we get to that here on a Friday, remember this, you cannot mess up anybody's Friday no matter what we play today for you, interview or any audio.
Unless you're a Giants fan, you didn't want Daniel Jones.
Ooh, man.
I mean, that's the only way you're going to mess up a Friday.
They got the big surprise of the night right there. Daniel Jones in the top 10. Hell, he's top of the draft. Anyway, right now I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. And this weekend, you got to hurry. Chevy Truck Month is almost over, and I want you to take advantage of it. We got unbelievable deals on trucks. If you're a truck person and you're going, you know, I look around, hey, those Chevy Silverados, those 2019 Chevy Silverados are really nice. I'd like to take one for a test drive. Well, you should, because we got all 14 dealerships throughout South Florida waiting for you this weekend to get on out and find the perfect Chevy Silverado for you and your family. Yeah, I said the whole family, because we got big trucks with plenty of room for you and the family, as well as a nice big bed in the back so you can still work 5 days a week, 7 days a week out of it, 2 days, whatever you need for work to use your truck. We got the perfect truck for you, whether it's a Silverado 1500, the Silverado HD. We got Silverados for you, man. Hey, listen, you're going to save a lot of money, as in thousands and thousands of dollars. Get yourself a nice payment that you like every month that you can afford and really enjoy your truck, your Silverado truck. That's why we're calling it Chevy Truck Month, and it's still going on for a couple more days. Get out and take a test drive this weekend. You'll love the deal. We got great colors. They got a great look. 8 trims to choose from. You'll be able to stand out in the crowd with that good-looking 2019 Chevy Silverado. Take a test drive. You'll fall in love this weekend.
All right, last night with the 13th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select defensive tackle out of Clemson, Christian Wilkins. On the coverage last night here on our draft show, Greg Likens and Leroy Horde got to speak to him for a few minutes. Here is that interview from last night.
Christian, Greg Likens alongside Leroy Horde, want to be the first to congratulate
yes,
you.
Yes, man, congratulations.
On being the number 13 overall pick.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining
thank
us.
I like the chest bump.
I had to leave my mark. I had to make it memorable. I'm so excited to be a part of the Dolphins.
I was going to say, first things first, how does it feel to be a Miami Dolphin? What does that mean to you when we say that?
I mean, it just feels great, man. I'm just so honored and blessed just that, you know, Miami just believes in me, you know, putting their trust in me, you know, just to be a part of this organization, you know, and I'm just blessed and just honored. And I'm going to make the most of this and not let the Dolphins down and not to let the people in Miami down. They're going to get their all out of me for sure.
We love to hear that, Christian. So take us back now a few minutes and take us behind the scenes a little bit. Who did you hear from the Dolphins organization that passed along the news that you would be the pick?
Well, I got the call right away from one of their, one of their assistants. And then they broke the news to me, and I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was a prank. I'm like, who's calling me from Miami Dolphins? Ain't no way this is happening. I couldn't believe it when I saw Miami Dolphins come across my phone, but I was definitely excited right away. It was definitely amazing.
And what did you tell Chris Greer, the general manager?
Just that it's the best decision they've made, and that they're going to get everything out of me. They're going to get the absolute best out of me each and every day of practice, each and every week. I'm going to give my all each and every day.
Now, I have no question about that, but – my question is leading up to the draft and seeing all the mock drafts and where you may go and then seeing how the draft played out, were you nervous because things weren't happening like everybody was predicting?
No, I wasn't nervous at all. I mean, I knew that, I was going to go where I was needed. And, I knew things were going to happen the way it was meant to happen. At that point, I was just controlling what I could control. you know, make the most out of whatever happens. You know, just a blood, and you know, I believe I fell to the right team. So,
Christian Wilkins, Clemson defensive tackle, the newest member of the Miami Dolphins with the 13th overall pick, joining us here on 560 WQAM and 790 The Ticket. So, what was the scene like there in Nashville? Who was with you to enjoy the moment at the draft?
Everybody was here. My mom, my eight brothers and sisters, my girlfriend. Everybody was here. My godparents. You know, some friends were back home. You know, everybody was here to support me. So
that's awesome. And you know, I know you've already said to Chris Greer that this is the best decision he's ever made. What would be your message to the fans as your first opportunity to speak to the fans out there listening?
Really, same thing. Just the fans are going to get everything they can out of me. I hope they're excited. I hope they're ready because I'm ready. And you know, just soon enough, sooner or later, the fans are going to get to know me real well, and they're going to love me too. You know, I'm just excited to be in Miami. Excited to be a part of this organization.
Now you got a little time. Calm it down a little bit because it's coming. It's coming. But
oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, from watching Clemson football and watching how you guys got after and how you got after, if any part of that gets here, we're going to be excited.
Oh, yeah. You know that. And I'm going to do everything I can to get, you know, just to be the player I need to be the person I need to be in the community, around the organization, everything. I'm so excited.
Christian, defensive line coach here for the Dolphins, Marion Hobby, recruited you to Clemson and was your coach there for a little while. How much do you think that affected the Dolphins' decision tonight?
I mean, I'm just honored, you know, just that everyone decided to just believe in me, and I feel like it played a good factor in the decision because Hobby knows who I am. We worked closely. He helped recruit me out of high school. He worked with me as my position coach, and he knows what players he's going to get, and knows what person he's going to get. More importantly, he knows I'm the right guy for the job, the right man for the job, and I'm gonna give him my all, and I know he's gonna be the best player I can be. He did a great job of that at Clemson, just developing me into, you know, a better football player and better understanding just the game and everything. So I'm just excited to get going.
Christian, you've already referenced the fact that not only do you want to make an impact on the field, but also off the field. I mean, that was a trademark of yours at Clemson, where you were a terrific student, active in the community in a really positive way, and obviously won a couple of national championships. So why has it been so important for you to be such a well-rounded person rather than just a focused athlete?
Right. No, that's definitely an important part of it because, you know, it's important just to use your platform. I mean, to just make this world a better place, and that's my goal each and every day. You know, it's just, you know, a blessing to be able to play this game. It's such a beautiful game. So I feel like, you know, I need to play it the right way on the field and be an ambassador for the game of football and for, you know, people in the NFL off the field. So, I mean, that's just my goal.
Christian Wilkins, Clemson defensive tackle, newest member of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on 560 WQAM and 790 The Ticket, our draft coverage here for 2019. All right, Christian, you have had a lot of notable accomplishments already in your young career. I mean, whether it be, you know, getting the scholarship offers coming out of high school, whether it be, you know, all the individual accolades, certainly the two national championships at Clemson. You graduated a couple of times. You got two different degrees, and now you're drafted. Where does draft night and having your NFL dreams realized fit among all the accomplishments you've already had?
I mean, this is great. This is just everything I work for. I work so hard to just be a part of this league. And, you know, this is my dream come true. Since I was 8 years old, I decided I wanted to play football and play football at the highest level. And now it's 23 years of hard work. Just, to reach the pinnacle. And it's crazy because I know my work is just now getting started. You know, it's just the beginning. So you're definitely going to see a lot of Christian. And, you know, again, the best of Christian.
Now, Christian, I'm going to get back to the football. You at Clemson, you know, because you guys were so deep at defensive line, how much did you move around? Because, you know, whether you played a 4-3 or 3-4, you had to move. Did you have to move around a lot? And, you know, do you have a preference?
I had to move around a lot. And I just feel like, I mean, I really don't have a preference per se. I'm just going to go wherever the team needs the most help, whether that's and at three technique, at one, at the four, it doesn't matter. I'm just ready to be a part of something greater than myself, be a part of a team, and do whatever the coaches and the organization sees fit for me.
Christian, I know that you're coming in as a rookie, a first-round pick, though, but how important will it be for you, knowing that it's a brand-new coaching staff, to help establish a culture for a Miami Dolphins team that is looking to start winning consistently?
Definitely. I feel like I'm just the right guy for the job. I feel like, you know, I'm a good draft pick for that, exactly. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way. I just feel like if you're trying to establish culture, you know, I'm the guy for it because I'm so huge on that. I'm a big believer of the, you know, the biggest things that allow teams to win and win consistently is chemistry and leadership. And I feel like I'm going to bring my leadership abilities to the organization, make it better, and through great leadership, we're going to build chemistry. And that's what I wish to do. And that's, you know, I know it's going to be different than college, you know, just the dynamics of everything. But I feel like leadership is universal, and I'm going to bring that to the team no matter what.
Is there a player, past or present, that you've modeled your game after?
I don't really necessarily try to model my game after anyone or try to compare my game to anyone because, you know, I'm too respectful of my predecessors and the other guys, you know, who come before me. You know, just to ever compare myself to them. But there's a lot of guys I like, and I like to take a lot from. One of my favorites in the league is a big fan of Gerald McCoy. You know, I thought he was great. You know, that's probably was my favorite guy in the league.
Yeah, Gerald McCoy.
He's a beast.
That's a good one right there to model yourself after. Real quickly, I know we're focused so much on the Dolphins. I do want to ask you about your Clemson teammates. Obviously your defensive line mate, Cleveland Farrell, went number 4 overall. Dexter Lawrence went a few picks after you at number 17. How good do you feel about Clemson football in this first round?
I feel great. I just feel like we're also deserving of everything that's coming our way. And I feel like, you know, all the organizations that drafted us didn't make a mistake because I just know who these people are and what they're made of and, you know, just everything. So it's just so awesome, and I'm so excited for those guys, man. When their names got called, I feel like I got drafted 3 times tonight. You know, it's awesome, and I'm just excited, you know, just for what's coming for all of us, definitely.
Well, Christian, we appreciate it. I know it's a huge night for you and your family.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much for taking the time. Congratulations again. We look forward to seeing you when you get down here to South Florida, all right? Sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Go Friends.
How about that? That was Greg and Leroy late last night after he'd done everything in Nashville and getting things done. Really, really impressive. If you saw any of his stuff on TV nationally and locally, met with everybody last night. Christian Wilkins out of Clemson said some things you're just not used to hearing. Like, I don't mean to be arrogant or cocky, but I'm going to come in and kind of be the leader of this team.
Like, I like it.
Let's go, man.
You guys
haven't done crap here, so... Really haven't. Like, hey, so you guys all want to jump aboard and you let's do it because, man, I'm a winner, man. Which, by the way, when he says, I guess he and Minka say, hey, we're winners.
And they can say that.
You're like, hey, all right, you guys been around it. So, hey, you're adding another piece. He just, like, talking about he felt like he was drafted in the first round 3 times last night with his two buddies on the D-line there.
How good was that defense?
Well, Clemson. Listen, they got more guys getting drafted.
I know.
They got to have some more guys today get drafted on the defense, too. It has been just unbelievable. So Christian Wilkins goes last night. After that pick, of course, Dwayne Haskins went to the Redskins, and so everybody's kind of curious to – see how everybody plays it out in the Dolphins today. Second and third round of the NFL draft. Fins at 48. There's a lot of damn good players out there still, and I mean a lot of them. And then, of course, in the third round, which is also today, they have the 78th overall pick for this thing. So it should be a lot of really good players, including, and Channing must have said this 100 times last night, because he's right. You talk about offensive linemen, nobody ever goes, we got the big guy we needed, right? The big guy with the belly and everything.
It's not a sexy pick, taking an offensive lineman.
It's not, but they got to get an offensive lineman. I was going to say tackle. They got to get a lineman. So if you want to throw him in a guard or tackle, but most likely a guy on the outside that you can put
there's
out there.
There's two sitting
Tunsil
at the top of the board of best available.
Yeah.
Two still sitting right there.
I think there's some other guys on that the Dolphins like at the tackle position that they feel can play at a high level. And, by the way, most likely going to have to come in and play. Whoever these two guys are today, they're going to have to come in. And I don't like to always say start, but be in the rotation of playing a lot of football. So – we will have all that stuff. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff. What a night. NFL draft added again. We'll have that. Get you caught up on everything else coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
radio.com. Radio.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.